This office is brought to you by Triumph of the Heart, the new film that will bring the inspiring story of St. Maximilian Kolbe to the world on September 12th. Now let's pray. Deus in adiutorium meum intente, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina, Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Apostle to the angels lent, and now the angel's friend on high, as once of old, O Gregory, bring aid to peoples who believe. You spurned the glory of the world, the great abundance of your wealth, to follow humbly as your head, Christ Jesus, who himself was poor. Then Christ on high, the great high priest, appointed you to lead his church, so you were raised to Peter's rank and followed him as rule and guide. The sacred scriptures in your hands revealed their wondrous hidden depths, for truth himself was teaching you divine and secret mysteries. O holy pontiff of renown, the light and honor of the church, now keep from danger those you teach with noble precepts and decrees. All praise and glory be to God, the Father unbegotten Lord, and Christ the sole begotten Son, one with the Spirit of them both. Amen. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. In God alone is my soul at rest, my help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men an illusion. Placed in the scales they rise, they weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself. To the elders among you I, a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings and sharer in the glory that is to be revealed, make this appeal. God's flock is in your midst, give it a shepherd's care. Watch over it willingly as God would have you do, not under constraint and not for shameful profit either, but generously. Be examples to the flock, not lording it over those assigned to you, so that when the chief shepherd appears, you will win for yourselves the unfading crown of glory. This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
He spent himself in their service
and ever prayed for them.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
This is a man who loved his brethren and ever prayed for them.
Beatus Gregorius in cathedra Petri sublimatus, vigilantis nomen facti simple vit. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile suae, et enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi mania qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eum, et misericordeus a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente corti sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit boni, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum sum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Beatus Gregorius in cathedra Petri sublimatus, vigilantis nomen factis implevit.
Jesus Christ is worthy of all praise, for he was appointed high priest among men and their representative before God. We honor him, and in our weakness we pray.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You marvelously illuminated your church through distinguished leaders and holy men and women. Let Christians rejoice always in such splendor.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You forgave the sins of your people when their holy leaders, like Moses, sought your compassion. Through their intercession, continue to purify and sanctify your holy people.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
In the midst of their brothers and sisters, you anointed your holy ones and filled them with the Holy Spirit. Fill all the leaders of your people with the same Spirit.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
You yourself are the only visible possession of your holy pastors. Let none of them, won at the price of your blood, remain far from you.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
The shepherds of your church keep your flock from being snatched out of your hand. Through them you give your flock eternal life. Save those who have died, those for whom you gave up your life.
Bring salvation to your people, Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who care for your people with gentleness, and rule them in love, through the intercession of Pope Saint Gregory, endow, we pray, with the spirit of wisdom, those to whom you have given authority to govern, that the flourishing of a holy flock may become the eternal joy of the shepherds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. Triumph of the Heart begins the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe where that story typically ends, that day in Auschwitz where the saint took the place of a condemned man. Its artistic excellence and inspirational power raises the bar for Catholic films. Don't miss this opportunity to be deeply moved by the light of Christ shining in the darkest place on earth. Triumph of the Heart comes to theaters the weekend of September 12th to 14th. Look for it in a theater near you. For more information, visit kolbemovie.com. That's KOLBE, kolbemovie.com. God bless.